Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, December the 6th. Starting the week out here overnight on Sunday night, we started off on the firm side in the grains and then broke it during the night. We're now lower than we were last night. We're down to 5.79 on the corn. That's down 5 cents. Wheat is down 8.25 cents at 7.95. And Jan beans are down 9.5 at 12.57.5. I'm not sure what caused the sell-off overnight. The weather reports really haven't changed that much. The U.S. plains are very dry. Argentina had some rains in the southwest, but still very dry in the northeast. They added central Brazil now into the area that needs some rain out here going along with southern Brazil. So we don't really see much improvement in the weather. Maybe the trade is disappointed that China only bought 130,000 metric tons of beans. There were no reports of any corn sales, despite all the rumors of last week. We'll see what the inspections say at 10 o'clock. But certainly not a good performance here to start the week. Now, we're going to have the supply and demand report on Thursday. That will be the big feature here. They're expecting 1.470 on the corn carryout. That's down 23 million from last month. My guess is they'll increase ethanol demand. The soybeans, 353. That's up 13 million from last month. Again, I think they're going to decrease exports out there. And wheat, 589. That's up 6 million. I guess they're just going to be kind of playing with a little bit of the numbers there. But I think we're going to see some pretty good changes in some of the foreign crops. Brazil corn estimate should be just a little bit higher. Their bean estimate, just a little bit higher. So we're kind of thinking that world stocks should be steadied a little bit higher across the board, corn, wheat, and beans. But, you know, I think weather is going to play an important part here. If we stay dry in the plains, if we stay dry in Argentina, if Brazil starts to get dry, these markets should respond positively. I'm not sure what's pushing them down. The only negative I really see on the board is silver down 32 cents, Bitcoin down 5,300. Maybe some of these inflation bulls that have been, you know, looking for a lot of higher prices and everything aren't seeing it. You know, crude oil is down from 83 a barrel down to 68 bucks a barrel here today. Silver is down $3 an ounce. Bitcoin is off 20,000 a coin. So, you know, I just don't think it bodes well for the guys that have been buying all this grain the last month because of this inflation story. I think we've backed it off considerably out here. The Dow Jones is back up 400 or 500 points here today. It's over 35,000 as we speak. So COVID doesn't seem to be a problem. So I'm really kind of surprised at the performance in the grains here today. Maybe the Chinese will buy this break. They've been looking to buy breaks for quite some time. In corn and beans, maybe they'll wait to see what the report is on Thursday. But, you know, we just don't see the Chinese buying nearly as much as we thought they should be buying now. And I think it's a bit of an issue. But if the government doesn't change the numbers all that much, then I think, you know, we just kind of chap around till the first of the year and see what's there. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.